ask away.
Okay, so what the initial call, what was...
And I came to this kind of late, so I got called out as the commander in this area for incident command. Yeah. But basically, we got notification from Arcata PD earlier tonight that a suspect in a stolen vehicle may be en route to this location, which is on the 800 block of Broadway.
Okay.
One of our officers responded, in fact, found the stolen vehicle, which is parked over there behind the fence in front of the location. Officers set up a perimeter on the building as we, you know, attempted to investigate and sort out what was going on. During that time, we saw a male suspect pop his head up on the top of the roof a couple different times. Another male, who we were not here looking for, happened to be contacted. I don't know the circumstances surrounding that. Was detained, gave us some additional information. Through further investigation, we were able to confirm that the wanted person from the Arcata stolen vehicle case was in fact the individual that we saw on the roof, and that there may also be another female inside the building with them. The suspect is the son of the original reporting party in Arcata, whose vehicle was stolen by her son. She has a restraining order against him. I don't know the history there, but she called us and made the report with the Eureka Police Department, or the Arcata Police Department. Arcata Police Department did issue what's known as an 836 broadcast, which is a probable cause want on the suspect for vehicle theft. So that information came in. A records check of the individual, Brett Hansen, is the suspect. Revealed that he had multiple outstanding warrants for his arrest. Those included charges such as felony reckless evading, felon in possession of a firearm, resisting arrest, battery, a couple driving on a suspended licenses, possession of drugs, some other assorted charges, both arrest and bench warrants. So he had those outstanding warrants, plus he's now wanted for the stolen vehicle. He was known to carry guns in the past, though one was not seen today. So out of abundance of caution, we slowed things down, as you can see, for a couple hours, and took it step by step using all the tools that were available to us, including even Humboldt Bay Fire. We used their ladder truck, and I thanked them to get a look up on the roof and confirm that he was not on the roof as far as we could tell. We used our canine officer, in fact, our most experienced canine team. Ultimately, after attempts to convince them to surrender using the loudspeaker and in other means, we got no response, didn't see the suspect anymore, so we did a very slow and methodical clearing of the building. There's like an office slash makeshift apartment upstairs. It's very tight, confined, it's not an ideal situation, but we did it slowly with a canine. A lot of opportunities for them to surrender, with a lot of commands and warnings given. Ultimately, they chose to hide in the rafters, essentially, up in an attic space where it was difficult for the canine to get to. The canine team did find the suspect up there. Eventually, it was the last place we checked before we were going to double-check the roof.
We're going to be pulling out. Just keep watching back side.
Okay. Hey, thanks, guys.
No problem.
Big, big help. Oh, big help. Nice. They get all the cool toys,
absolutely,
by the way.
Absolutely.
So we want to, you know, let them have a chance to have fun too. So anyways, they were apparently hiding in some space between that upstairs attic area and another business downstairs.
Okay.
The male was successfully pulled out of that space. You know, he was taken on at gunpoint with commands and then ultimately surrendered and was taken into custody. The female broke through into the business downstairs and was apprehended by our perimeter officers when she ran out the doorway setting the alarm off, which you heard that. So we had teams in place for that eventuality. She came out and was immediately taken into custody. So if she had chosen to surrender early on, there may not even have been charges against her because, you know, we don't know why she was there, but as far as I know, she was just there where they were recovering some property.
Do we have a name on that suspect?
I can tell you the male, again, is Brett Hansen. Okay. I do not know the female's name at this time, but she is going to jail. He's going to jail.
For resisting?
In addition to all his warrants and the fresh vehicle theft in Arcata, now he's going to stack a bunch of charges for this whole mess tonight. And it's going to include probably some version of either burglary or trespassing, vandalism, in addition to resisting obstructing officers, and she'll receive some kind of similar charges.
Was there a reason that the suspect was tied to this address, that they thought they were coming here?
I believe his mother owns the address.
Okay.
And then he may have used to live here. The other gentleman that was detained lived here until, as I understand it, at a pop raid. He was taken into custody a couple weeks ago. Okay. They were coming back to get some property items when, obviously, we found the stolen vehicle here, and things went on from there.
And just to reiterate, he was apprehended inside the building.
He was apprehended upstairs in the attic, but once you're in the attic, down through the eaves, in some kind of space between the business below and the attic above.
Okay.
So they were able to see him and successfully get him into custody again. She made her way through the ceiling down into the business, setting the alarm off and when she exited the door.
Is this canine Maggie?
I believe so.
Okay.
You want to meet her, or we can get her over here in a few minutes.
Was he bitten?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Okay.
It was dark up there.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So, yeah, he would have been if he hadn't he was wanted for felonies, but.
Sure.
How did he make entry into the building from the roof? Because I know in the
there's roof at. Access points, and there's one in that particular what I'm going to call an apartment, but it really wasn't designed or built to be an apartment.
Okay. Do you have an age on Hanson?
I don't, but I can get that for you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Anything else? One officer did fall partly through the ceiling. I hear he's okay, but I might be buying him some new pants.
Okay.
Other than that,
officer,
everybody's
pants.
Okay. I don't think any of the suspects received any kind of significant or serious injuries. All our officers are okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
And it wasn't raining, so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
We're out here for a while.
Chilly.
So. And big shout out to Humboldt Bay Fire for using the ladder truck so one of our officers could get up at a high point and see the roof. It made it a lot safer for us.
For sure.
So. All right. All right. My truck's down around the corner when I got to go see what's going on, but I got his paperwork. I can give you an age here pretty soon.
Okay. On the female suspect, do you think it would be possible to get
up? I'll try to get that before I go home tonight also.
Thanks so much.
Okay, you guys, just a few more minutes.
Okay.